After this weekend's storm, I thought I'd share one of the most famous poems about the impact of such storms on Atlantic Canada, E.J. Pratt's Erosion. This is an example of how much can be said with a very few words. The poem is only 8 lines long, and with its simple wave-like rhythms and its central image of a coastal cliff, it tells the story that captures the deep heritage of hardship and resilience that characterize Atlantic Canadian communities. An article by Aaron Peach in the Heritage Newfoundland and Labrador webpage records Pratt's memory of the origin of this poem. "It sprang," he said, "out of a circumstance related to my early life in Newfoundland. My father, who was a minister, found as the most trying of all his duties the announcement of death to a woman whose husband or son had been lost at sea. To break the news had a special Newfoundland ring about it, and my father had sometimes to ask the local doctor to accompany him to the house. Once I went with the two of them, and I still remember the change on the woman's face, the pallor and the furrow as the news sank in. Erosion was written more than 30 years after, but the memory of the face is as vivid today as it was at the time." Erosion by E.J. Pratt. It took the sea 1,000 years, 1,000 years to trace the granite features of this cliff in crag and scarp and base. It took the sea 1 hour one night, 1 hour of storm, to trace the sculpture of these granite seams upon a woman's face.